On July 12, three RCMP canoes, along with 11 others, paddled in the final leg of the 2025 Pulling Together Canoe Journey, a week-long initiative that is dedicated to fostering meaningful relationships between Indigenous communities and policing agencies. This year's journey took place on Coast Salish territories, with Cowichan tribes, BC's largest First Nation by population, serving as the final host nation. To mark the final day of the journey from Mill Bay to Cowichan Bay, Indigenous communities paddled alongside partner police agencies. Youth, elders, and Indigenous leaders shared in a collective act of unity, reconciliation, and shared purpose, reflecting an ongoing commitment to cultural learning and building bridges with Indigenous communities across Canada, an RCMP press release said. Among those who participated were RCMP Commissioner Mike Duhem, Assistant Commissioner, BCRCMP Criminal Operations Officer, Core Policing John Brewer, and Chief Superintendent Bruce Singer. It was a tremendous honor to be welcomed onto Cowichan territory and to paddle alongside so many who believe in healing through shared experience, said Duhem. Pulling together reminds us that reconciliation begins with relationships. It begins with showing up, listening, and earning trust, not just in uniform, but as people. I'm deeply grateful to Cowichan tribes who welcomed us with open hearts and shared their land, their stories, and their strength. As someone with Indigenous roots, this journey holds profound personal meaning for me, said Brewer. It's more than symbolic, it's spiritual. It's about returning to the water, connecting with culture, and honoring the teachings of our ancestors. This journey is a living example of reconciliation in action, rooted in respect, listening, and partnership with Indigenous communities. Working in unison across the Salish Sea, each stroke symbolized the powerful message of how to move forward together, the release said. As protocol dictates, the RCMP and other participating canoes were required to each formally request permission to land on Cowichan territory, with Cowichan Tribes Chief Cindy Daniels welcoming each individual canoe ashore, a time-honored practice that underscores both respect and cultural recognition. It was a pleasure to welcome and host RCMP Commissioner Mike Duhem, Assistant Commissioner John Brewer, Chief Superintendent Bruce Singer, and all of the Pulling Together Canoe Journey paddlers and ground crews in our territory, said Daniels. It is essential work to improve understanding between law enforcement and other public service agencies and Wawilmaw Mustamiyev First Nations peoples. Our people's lives depend on it. Canoeing together on the waters of the Salish Sea, navigating the waters that our ancestors expertly traveled for thousands of years, requires working together. These kinds of shared experiences, navigating the challenges as they arise, to accomplish a goal, are all part of relationship building. To complete the journey, we must paddle together. Together they attended an afternoon elder-led teaching session inside the Somina Longhouse. The wooden structure is symbolic of both the culture and traditions of Cowichan tribes. That was followed by a celebration at the Kawatsan Cultural Center featuring a performance by the Zinka dancers. RCMP paddlers were invited to share a meal and reflect on the journey, which emphasized a renewed commitment to reconciliation, understanding, and working together. Pulling together is a reflection of who we aspire to be as police officers and as people, said Singer. It's about humility and relationships, about learning directly from our Indigenous communities, and recognizing that reconciliation is a journey, not a destination. We are honored by the trust extended to us by Cowichan tribes and all participating nations, and we're committed to continuing this work side by side. I really want to encourage the youth who participated to be proud of what they accomplished, said Daniels. This journey is an experience that they will take forward for the rest of their lives. All the preparation, all the hard work, all the challenges along the way that they worked through together each day, are teachings to draw from and to empower themselves when they need guidance and support in the future.